was the smoking status and other factors in the two groups?
The groups were well balanced with respect to age and proportion of men and women, proportion of patients with adenocarcinoma versus non-adenos. So this trial was open to patients with non-adenocarcinomas. And I believe the smoking distribution was what you'd expect in the second line setting, with around 15 to 18% or so of patients who were never smokers.
In both groups?
In both groups, yeah.
That's a little bit higher than you maybe. You think that's what it is in the average population?
Well, once you, not in the first line setting, but once you get to the second line setting, you do enrich the population of never smokers, because never smokers, first of all, have a slower growing form of lung cancer. They often will respond to first-line treatment or at least have disease stabilization. So more never smokers make it to the second-line setting than smokers do with lung cancer. For example, if you look at the BR21 trial conducted by the NCI Canada of erlotinib, Tarceva versus placebo, 21.5% of those patients were never smokers.
Were you surprised there weren't more responses in the gefitinib arm, considering there were 10 or 15% non-smokers?
Oh, I was. You know, there were 85 patients with about an 8 to 10% response rate. We would have expected 7 or 8 responders, and we only had one objective responder. So as I said, I think this is an example of one of the values of having a control arm in the early development of some of these novel targeted agents, especially if you have an agent like ZD6474 that has both EGFR and VEGFR-targeted properties.